It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I've got the Rooster, Jake Fraser-McGurk, who is playing for the Melbourne Renegades this year. He made the fastest list day century this summer. He scored a century off just 29 balls. And he also made his first-class century for South Australia, playing against his old team, Victoria. So this is a player that is on the rise. Let's have a chat to Jake Fraser-McGurk. All right, I'm here with the Rooster, Jake Fraser-McGurk, in his Renegades kit. Jake, you've started the season in sensational form, Shield 100, Marsh Cup 100. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I feel like I'm in sort of the best place I've been in my career. I know people think I'm 21, but I've been around since I was 17. So, you know, 4 years and yeah, you know, that feeling of being in the best place is always good. And yeah, hopefully I can put that in the red colours this year.
Yeah, excellent. So starting with that record-breaking Marsh Cup ton, what did it come off? 30-odd balls, is that right?
29.
29 balls. Wow, I sold you short there. incredible. I mean, how have you sort of reflected on that now that it's been a little while?
I can't really say that I have reflected on it. I've definitely watched it a few times, but no, what I really do is just sort of, you know, every game I play, I'm like, what do I do well? What can I work on? And then next game, I try and, you know, train through that in trainings and then do better next game. And that's the process of professional cricket. You just got to let whatever happens happen and then train what you can and then do as best as you can the next game. So yeah, I wasn't really focused on that much. You know, 3 days after, it was just like another 100. So yeah,
well, it must have given you a lot of confidence.
Yeah, it definitely did. A lot of confidence just to go out there and play my natural game and give people a glimpse of some of the things that I could do, and hopefully, you know, I can do that for the Renegades this year.
And then how satisfying was it then to translate that white ball form into a Shield 100 for South Australia?
Yeah, massive for me. I've always wanted to, you know, make a Shield 100 ever since I made my debut for Victoria. And then for South Australia, you know, playing against my old state, I don't think I could have timed it any better, to be fair. But, yeah, I was stoked. Always seeing everyone getting, you know, red ball 100s, and I wanted to be that guy who got one. And people thought I couldn't do it and bat for a long period of time. So it's nice to prove a couple people wrong and show some good signs to the coaching staff and everyone who's backed me.
Yes, and you made a big move across from Victoria to South Australia. I mean, what's Jason Gillespie and the South Australian support staff been like for you, and how much have they helped you?
Yeah, they've been amazing. Dizzy and Stephen Stubbings, even Ryan Harris, the bowling coach as well. Just their constant support and backing of the way I play, and, you know, to have full confidence that I'm going to go out there with my processes and do really well, or try to do really well. And, you know, just having that backing from the coaches is just massive for my game. So, yeah, it's been amazing so far, and hopefully that stays the same throughout the years that I'm at South Australia.
Absolutely. I heard you saying that, you know, one of the reasons for a change was just getting a change of environment, hopefully, you know, help your development. It seems like it really worked moving states for you.
Yeah, definitely. Nothing to say anything about Victoria, about their environment. I just think a change of scenery sometimes is good. you know, it's come off so far at the first start of the season. Hopefully it keeps going after Big Bash and throughout Big Bash as well.
How hard was it leaving your home state and your family and moving?
Yeah, extremely hard. You know, I've grew up with all those boys, playing with them since I was 14, 13. You know, my best mates all live there and things like that. And then my family as well, you know. Some tricky periods through there, and, you know, driving up to Adelaide is pretty tough, and leaving them behind. But
packing up the car?
Yeah, pretty much packed up the car, and it was a full car. But, yeah, that was pretty tough. Yeah, went through a little bit of some battles there with myself.
Homesickness?
Yeah, a little bit like that. You know, just missing people, missing family. So, yeah, it's good to be back in Melbourne for the Big Bash, though, that's for sure.
Yes, I've got you in your Renegades colours. Now, we've talked about the great success in all the other forms of the game. Now you turn your attention to T20 cricket. How important is T20 cricket to you?
Yeah, T20 cricket's massive. I think that's where the game's going, and that's where the future's sort of going as well. Not saying Test cricket is not great or anything like that, but a lot of kids and a lot of, you know, kids nowadays are growing up watching 2020 cricket more than Test cricket. So it's important to, you know, put on a show and do all that for the fans. But, yeah, I think that's the way cricket's trending at the moment, is in the shorter forms. And yeah, obviously I haven't really shot the lights out with 2020 cricket, but I'm hoping to, you know, change that this year.
You've certainly got the game for it. So, I mean, I guess you see yourself as, well, one of those rare sort of all-format players that can just play their sort of natural game, whether that's red ball or white ball cricket.
I just think it's having the same, as I've spoken about, the same process in all forms of the game, and having one that works in all forms. So, obviously, you know, you up the tempo and you up how hard you go in different sort of formats, but yeah, I think, as you saw, the Shield 100 was still almost off 100 strike rate and things like that. So, yeah, it's not too dissimilar to how I bat every other time. It's just, you know, you've got to be more wary about the field placements, and there's more, you know, bowler variations and things like that. So, yeah, that takes a lot of training, but hopefully this year will be fine.
Definitely. And there's some big names in the Renegades this year, none bigger than Quinton de Kock, who'll be putting on the red. You must be excited to get to play with him.
Yeah, I'm stoked. When I heard that signing, pick his brains, learn as much as I can from him. He had a wonderful World Cup. Yeah, he's going to be massive for us, and he's going to get some bums on seats, that's for sure. I'm also excited to look at his SS bats. I've heard they're really nice.
So his SS bats?
Hopefully I can pinch one. Which
oh,
one?
There we go.
Yeah.
You better look out. He might just notice one go missing by the end of the summer.
Nah, he'll have them all. He'll have them all. He's all good.
Excellent. Well, Jake, you know, best of luck with the season. You know, hopefully this can really propel your T20 career, because I'm sure you'd love to, I don't know, play in some leagues around the world at some stage.
Yeah, definitely. You know, that could be something in the future. At the moment, I'm just sort of focused on the Big Bash, and then
one game at a time.
Yeah, one game at a time sort of thing. Whatever format I'm playing, you know, focus on that and don't look too far ahead.
Our first game's at the SCG against the Sixers. So, you know, big game to start.
Yeah, we've got two pretty tough games to start. We've got the Sixers and then the Scorchers. So,
right. So you're probably happy Morris has been picked in the Test squad.
I'm extremely happy with
face
that.
Him.
Extremely happy with that. Yeah, I'm not a massive fan of facing Lance, but I don't think anyone is around the country, to be fair. So yeah, two big games to start. Hopefully we can get off to a good start and set our season up.
Well, Jake, thanks for coming on the podcast, and great to meet you.
No worries, thanks for having me.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.